Hey, there you are. I thought you got lost. Well, no, it's just you were down there for a really long time. I just thought you were gonna grab some water or something. Wait, what is that? You didn't. Is that ice cream? With mint chocolate chip? Oh, have I told you I love you? Give me a kiss. Hi. Yum. Thank you. Oh, it's good. Almost better than sex. But no. I mean, some sex, but not the sex that we just had. Not even close. Oh, you noticed? Yeah. I was listening to something and they mentioned something and I thought I would, put it in the repertoire and see if you liked it. You seem to. Yeah, it seemed like the kind of thing that like either you would really, really love it or really, really hate it. And I would know pretty quickly. Yeah, I actually didn't think you were going to be able to hold off, but you soldiered on, luckily. Yeah, I noticed that you're putting some new stuff in too. Well, no, I don't know, just the way you touch me, I guess. Yeah, there was this thing that you did where you kind of like cup the back of my neck and then ran your fingers down my spine softly. That was just like really good. Oh, hey, while I'm thinking about it, did you make that doctor's appointment that we were talking about? You know which one? Just your annual visit. Come on, man. Just make the appointment. I know you get weird about it, and I know you're afraid they're gonna find something, but honestly, if there's something sitting there, it's sitting there anyway. Like, it's not like it's going to show up just because you went to the doctor, right? So your choices are, if there's something there, they can address it sooner, or you can just let it sit and get worse, which maybe take care of yourself. I mean, there's nothing to worry about. Like, just, well, yeah, I know if there's nothing to worry about, you don't need to go see a doctor. You don't like doctors. But man, just take care of yourself. I need you, okay? I need you to be around for a very, very long time to provide me with some mind-blowing sex and a little bit of ice cream afterwards. And in order to do that, you need to keep yourself in good shape, okay? What did I do today? Well, it was a pretty normal day. I mean, I just did my like normal stuff, and then while I waited for you to get home, I watched a documentary. Yes, I do. I love them. The one I was watching today freaked me out, though. It was about like this mystery that happened at this hotel, and like this, like the history of the hotel in and of itself would just scare the shit out of you. Like, it's this old. It used to be like one of those really high-end hotels that fell into disrepair, and it was in the worst part of town. And like for years and years, like decades, it's been this kind of like just flop house, really. And like it has this history of like people were murdered in it, and like there was a serial killer who like would show up after killing people covered in blood, like covered in blood, and walk through the lobby and up to his room, and nobody even batted an eye. Like, that's kind of how freaky it is. And then it was like this girl. I mean, it just was insane. It was crazy. It was like a mystery and then paranormal, and it was cuckoo. Yeah, I won't tell you the ending, but it was, yeah, crazy. I don't know why I watch stuff like that. I mean, like, I really thought about it. I love murder TV. I don't know why. I mean, like, I think maybe it's because I'm so like sensitive to hurting living things. Like, I don't even like want to kill bugs. I mean, it is outside of my realm of imagination how someone could like hurt people that way. Like they could hurt people. I don't get it. So I think I watch it to kind of like, maybe I don't want to get in their mind because I don't want to be a part of that. But like, I'm so fascinated by it because it's so far from anything that I just, yeah, it's insane. Like I cannot relate at all. Hey, I love you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy we get this time together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, not just the sex, but I mean, like, it's kind of nice that we have this time where we just can, like, have each other's undivided attention and talk about things, and we're nice and relaxed. I love it. I do. I love you. Mm-hmm. So what do you have on tap for tomorrow? Well, sounds good. I don't know. I mean, I think tomorrow I've got a bunch of meetings and just regular shit. But in the afternoon, I've got a little time. So I think I'm going to just, like, take a walk or I don't know, go shopping. I mean, just do something that's not necessarily work-related. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to, if you really, honestly, if you get off of work early, you can call me and we'll go. We'll go together. I would like that. Well, I mean, we won't go shopping. We will definitely not go shopping if you come with me. We'll find something else to do. Maybe we'll see a movie or something. Yeah, it's been forever. I don't know. I just like FaceTime with you. Yeah. All right. Thank you for the ice cream. It's like you know me or something. Oh, you weren't going to bring me Triscuits? I feel like that is a thinly veiled jab. Oh, not thinly at all? Listen, are you referring to the time that I may or may not have gotten stoned and eat an entire box of Triscuits in bed? I plead the fifth on that, but I will say that you were lucky I did not charge you. Yeah, charge you. Those were special exfoliating sheets after that. Like, it was, your skin was very soft afterwards. Oh my God. Why are we so silly? Why am I so silly, really? I sure love you. I feel good. You have to stop that. You know what you're doing. Okay, keep doing it. All right. Maybe one more round. But no ice cream this time.